That was a spate of good news on Friday, some good individual news about pharmaceutical companies and some breakthroughs, and Boeing had good numbers. But the thing that really seemed to give a lift to everybody was a surprising spike in retail sales. They were triple what was expected. And if you take out autos, they were five times what was expected, up 1.5%. This has got to be good news for a bricks and mortar retailer like Galleria Dallas. Angie Fried's the general manager, and she joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Ah, good to be with you. Thank you for having me.
So validate the numbers for me. Have you seen an uptick in traffic?
Oh, yes. We've definitely seen an uptick in traffic. We aren't quite to pre-COVID levels, but I think that retail sales have been helped by the fact that retailers are getting their inventory back to more normal levels. They canceled a lot of their spring and summer orders when COVID started happening in the spring. And so they're being rewarded for that with consumers getting out and shopping and spending, whether that's online or in store.
So does a good cold snap still do the trick too and get people out?
It does, absolutely. You know, it gets people buying coats and sweaters, and those things tend to be higher ticket items. So a good cold snap in fall is a good thing for retail.
You know, the last time we checked with you, you'd really made a pivot and sort of had the option of, you know, typical mall bricks and mortar, walking and shopping, but also, you know, some pretty exotic pickup plans. Are people still driving by and picking things up, or are they getting back in the mall?
They are. They're a little bit of both. There are some who still aren't ready to come into a building. And so we've really just, you know, found a new way to still handle that transaction with the customer. And a lot of our retailers are still doing curbside. And as a shopping center, we're in pretty far down the road in being able to offer a shopping center wide curbside delivery program, where our concierge team will be the ones picking it up from the retailer and bringing it to the customer vehicle.
So all stores at one central location. You don't have to go figure out where your retailer is set up delivery.
Correct. Yes.
All right. So we're right on the cusp here. It's the holiday shopping season. You got any special plans?
We do. Holiday is a time when the Galleria really shines, and it's a magical moment. It's a magical part of, you know, children's lives and family experiences, and we want to continue to offer that experience for our guests. It will be a little bit different. We want to make sure that we're doing it safely. We're still doing it within, you know, the guidelines of 75% capacity and social distancing. But Santa will be at the Galleria. He will be in a specially constructed sleigh. He will be sitting in the back of the sleigh behind a sheet of plexiglass. And then the child or the family walks into the front of the sleigh, and they can talk to Santa and have a picture taken. And due to some special technology, you'll have to make a reservation to see Santa. And due to some special technology, Santa will know who you are when you arrive. So he'll know a little bit about the child before the child sees him, and still be able to have a conversation with the child. And, you know, the typical conversation that Santa would have, it will just be a little bit different behind plexiglass.
So, and the decorations, you know, we were talking on the morning news, I don't know, a couple of weeks ago, I had a spy who saw your giant tree on the ice arena under construction. I said, well, you know, Christmas is here if Galleria is putting up the tree.
Yes, our feature tree, which is the tallest indoor tree in the country, is going up the first weekend in November. And we've already started putting our signature red lights in the trees along the parkway. And the holiday decor will be everything that it's been in previous years. You know, we'll have some different things like Snow Day, which is an interactive experience, sort of an Instagrammable museum, where people can still get some holiday photos and have a fun holiday experience. Our skate shows, which we've typically done on Saturdays between Thanksgiving and Christmas, unfortunately, we won't be able to have those because of social distancing, but we are doing a special show which will benefit Dallas Children's Advocacy Center, where you'll purchase a ticket for a pod and be able to stand with your family in the pod to watch the shows, and that will happen on a Sunday after the shopping center is closed. So we'll still be able to offer the skate show. We just won't be able to have them for the general public during the course of business during normal hours.
So for the for this season, Santa with the rocket assisted skates is taking off.
He is. He's going to sit this season out. Yes.
So tell me about your tenants. You know, where are you right now? Have you? I would guess that any retailer who possibly can wants to hang on and make it through the holiday selling season. Have you lost any lately?
We haven't lost any lately. We did lose a couple to some bankruptcies shortly, approximately around May. But we actually have a couple of tenants opening. We have Lovisa opening in November. We have Make Life Sweeter also opening. We might even actually get them open by the end of this month. And then a concept called Trailblaze, which is a store which helps children become entrepreneurs by becoming their own CEO of their own retail business, where they produce a product and actually sell it in this store.
The one of the big drivers for traffic, and anybody who's fortunate enough to have historically, has been an Apple store, and you've now had an Apple store, I guess, for over a year. There's a new round of phones coming out. Does that drive a lot of traffic to the mall?
It does, and Apple is doing some very unique ways to engage with the customer. You make a reservation, or you can buy your product online, and they have actually established a kiosk in front of their store at the Galleria, which is an express pickup, so you don't even have to enter the store. If you've purchased a product online, you can just go up to the kiosk to pick up your product. So Apple is very innovative and always finding ways to get it to the customer as easy as possible. But yes, that store obviously does a lot of volume and brings a lot of people to our building.
So as a good retailer, can you see beyond the holiday shopping season? Usually the ghost walks in January and February, and the weather's not very good. How do you get business then? What do you plan on doing?
Oh, you know, I think it's more entertainment concepts, which we're always looking at, and activity and conversations with those types of concepts are actually increasing. So we are very, very positive and very encouraged by how people are being innovative. I think retail is going to look different. It won't be as typical with an apparel store or a shoe store. But we will have more entertainment concepts and more food and beverage.
You know, I guess that is one of the unique things about your bricks and mortars is you offer a warm, dry place during the winter time.
Yes, and it's also a place, you know, people like to be where people are, even in an age of social distancing. They still like to have a place to go and hang out. The fact that our building is, you know, the volume of the space is large enough that you can do that is a benefit to us. But people like to be where people are, even if it's sitting down with your laptop and a cup of coffee at a table, just watching people as they go by. So it's, you know, a shopping center is a community and cultural hub, and will continue to be that. The retailers that are in our building may change, but that part of the experience won't.
Well, it's good to hear you validate the very strong retail sales, the shockingly strong retail sales numbers that we saw that came on Friday. And we wish you a good holiday season. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks. That's Angie Freed, the general manager of Galleria Dallas. For more of our conversation with Ms. Freed, go to krld.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.